Felger and Mass.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
Sports and sports and sports.
Oh, yeah.
Sports in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Town Fair Tire Studio, Felger and Mass, 98.5, a Sports Hub simulcast across this great land on NBC Sports Boston. Again, no Felger, no Mass. Jim Murray alongside Adam Jones, Marshall Hook in with us for the final time this week. Just heard from Carlton in Tampa, formerly Carlton in Norwell. For the first time in a while, I figured we would have immediately heard from him right at the top of the 2 o'clock
hour. Yeah, should have been the
Monday.
First guy in line at Monday at 2.
But credit to this dude Joe who just tweeted at the both of us. He says, was it me or did Carlton sound normal? His Sylvester the Cat was coming up, but he managed to get through that whole rant without one massive inflection. That was true. He did sound like I had just taken a Zanny bar before I made this phone call.
Like he said he was at the bar, right? Like maybe he got a few pops in him and like kind of mellowed out. I don't know. That sounded...
Well, I bet I know what it is. He said he is in Tampa, and he was at a sports bar, but where are you going to go down there other than Mons Vista? So I probably just had myself a lap dance, and it puked.
To be fair, nothing he said was original.
Yeah.
So he may have sounded different in voice, but the words exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, the take was the same.
Yeah, but it was a little subdued.
It's like, you know how sometimes they can calm down an alligator when you rub its belly? That's what it was. You know, like once you get that poison out of you, then it's like, oh, well, now I'm relaxed. I'll just make this phone call now.
Threw on the sweatpants and went over to Mons Venus.
The Patriots are cheaters, and boy, was that relaxing. I'm going to go back and see. Roxy or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
Great lap dance.
Covered in stripper glitter.
All right, right to your calls. One open phone line. You want to talk, Pat? 617-779-0985. We've been still Patriot-centric here today, and I think rightfully so. We started off talking about Mike Giardi, NFL Network, who joined Tutcher and Rich earlier this morning. And reporting, speculation is what happened to Tom Brady, what he's been dealing with. The reason you see him bailing out of throws, like the last throw of the game against Pittsburgh on Sunday, is what he's dealing with is an MCL tear, a partial MCL tear. Here's the quote, and we'll play it in a little bit, too. His lower half has been off dating back to Tennessee. I would not be surprised when it's all said and done that we hear. I'm guessing it's an MCL. I'm saying he has a tear or partial tear of the MCL. So that's why he's still playing, because he's able to still play. But there's now been a photo. I hadn't seen this until now. Joe Giza, WBZ, TV4, and also I had retweeted because someone else popped it up in my timeline. When Brady went down on that stupid pass to him in Tennessee, boy, his left leg is at a weird angle. And man,
like a 45 degree. It's like a strange up in the air, not looking how your leg should be bending sort of angle.
Yeah, we were looking at it during the commercial break, you, me, and Paul, when he was here, and he said, you know, he and Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly as well had been talking about it and had seen this and said, yeah, if he wasn't wearing the brace, Andy was convinced that he would, like, have a torn ACL, but it doesn't look good. But I'm taking it as gospel, not just because I'm negative that way and I always think the worst. It's just because, you know, my eyes work. He hasn't looked right. I thought that there was an injury here, so... Yeah, it's the leg, it's the knee. And more than anything else, this is what executive producer Jimmy Stewart's been saying since that game. Apologize.
And I had the screenshot in the email, by the way.
Apologize.
Did you have that in the email at the time?
I'm looking right at it. I just pulled it up.
Tuesday,
November 13th, 7:48 a.m.
Well, that's further proof that we really don't go through the email chain that much, isn't it, now? Bunch of lazy a-holes just waiting for Thanksgiving.
I mean, I can show you when we get to the break.
When the hosts aren't reading.
I don't doubt it for a second, Jimmy. Yeah. My apologies.
Apologize, Jimmy.
Jimmy, I am sorry. I doubted you with the Brady knee injury and that I
We even had Maz
photo.
Put it up on our Facebook page, apparently.
Oh.
There you go.
Where the hell was I? Well... Anyway, moving on. If you have anything as it pertains to the Patriots and this knee and why I should probably pay attention.
So we had this November 13th. You're welcome.
Yep. Sorry, Jimmy.
No, you got. Well, at least you guys have Kyrie getting traded to fall back. Oh, wait a minute.
Mike and Woburn, you're next.
I hate you, Jones.
Go ahead, Mike.
Go back to the nighttime.
I can't believe Carlton just called and didn't mention fumbles. Isn't that shocking?
No, he did.
Well, he kind of did.
Did he
mention the Patriots only have 7 offensive fumbles all year and haven't fumbled since the Bills game? He left that one out probably, right?
Yeah, he didn't mention the numbers this year.
Yeah, exactly. Or the previous year when they were said they weren't more than they didn't fumble more than before Deflategate, or the previous year when they didn't fumble more than Deflategate, or the previous year when they didn't fumble more than Deflategate. Carlton's, I would love for somebody to hold Carlton responsible for his like claims that like Bill Belichick was going to be exiled from the NFL, that Tom Brady was going to pull state's evidence when he was brought in front of Goodell Belichick out, all the crazy kooky conspiracies. You claim that I had conspiracies, Jim. Like the amount of tinfoil at Carlton's abode in Tampa right now must interfere with any type of radio signal within 15 square miles. seriously, the guy is completely out to lunch. I know why he calls Stephen A. We found out that this week. Stephen A. doesn't even know who's playing this year in the NFL, so there's no way that he's going to hold Carlton accountable for any of his claims. He Carlton could claim that freaking Dan Fouts is going to start for the Patriots next week. Stephen A. would buy right into it. I would just love for someone to hold that guy accountable for wasting all of our time for the past 4 years, because his big JFK-esque conspiracy theory is an absolute zero. The Patriots have been better since the Deflategate and fumble less.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I enjoy. Look, a lot of what he says is a bunch of BS, and it's coming out. And I get that, but I find him entertaining in terms of being a villain. A lot of vitriol comes his way, especially on social media. Shocker there. After we take his calls, I find him a hoot.
Yeah, I don't. Who doesn't enjoy that? Who doesn't enjoy that last phone call?
I mean, listen. I get it at a level, but. I mean, come up with something new. It's just he makes the same phone call every single time.
Well,
it's the same phone call every single time.
It's a little more spaced out now, right? He used to
it is that, but the content is the same. Let me call and talk about Deflategate and cheating and all of this stuff, some of which has been debunked and some of which hasn't. But
not the Deflategate stuff. But
here's the thing. True or not, I don't care. Something new. No, that's all I'm asking for. Come up with another ridiculous theory.
Every single time,
let me call up and talk about cheating. Let me call up and talk about cheating.
Your
team cheats. Oh, wait, I haven't talked to you in a week. Hey, by the way, your team cheats. I haven't talked to you in a month. Hey, your team cheats. I haven't talked to you in a year. Hey, your team cheats. That's not all that entertaining to me.
Hook. You got to play the hits.
Yeah, you got to play the hits.
I guess so. He's a one-hit wonder.
Skipping Roxbury. Hello.
It's a good hit.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is him. I'd like to address this to Murray about the upcoming Buffalo game.
Hello.
Buffalo, historically, ever since the Brady era and before, has always given the Patriots all they can handle. They play them tough.
Have they?
Especially at this time of the season. And, the Patriots have just, the games that they did win, they won by the skin of their teeth, either home or away.
That sounds right.
And I would like your reaction to that, because Buffalo is tough and has always historically played them tough.
I'm just going to give you the games last year real quick. The game in Buffalo was 23-3. Yeah.
Does he mean Miami?
Patriots. The game in Foxborough was 37-16 Patriots.
Yeah, but it was a tough 37.
In 2009, when Brady came back from the blown-out knee injury, the opener, that was a tractor pull and a tough game, but ultimately because of a fumbled kickoff, if I recall, or a fumbled punt.
Yeah. Leotis McKelvin, yeah.
That's what it was, yeah. They almost had to run him out of Western New York after that, but... that was a tough game. The one last year here was close for a little bit, but, the touchdown catch by Big Fat Kelvin Benjamin was overturned, not a catch. So
that was 36-17.
Yeah, that ended up being a blowout.
The game in Buffalo in 2016 was 41-25, although in fairness, earlier that year, the Bills beat the Patriots at home 16-0.
They'll beat this team, I think, soundly. I hope soundly. They better on Sunday because they're not that good. I do agree, though. This group of not a lot of talent there, too, they've played pretty tough. For Sean McDermott.
I agree with that.
I think the quarterback is better than I thought he would have been. At least, he still is a threat.
I also agree with that. I, hated him coming out of the draft, and he's at least been better than I thought.
And that Robert Foster, I think he had 9 or 10 catches for over 100 yards against Detroit this past game, and he's been close to 100 for his last 3 or 4 games. He's not bad, so there's a decent weapon there. Shady McCoy's washed up, but they have a decent enough defensive front. And with the way the Patriots have been playing and my lack of belief in them right now, I'm not going to be surprised if we're looking at 10-10 at halftime.
I said this.
But they'll blow the... I don't know if they'll blow them out, but I think they'll ultimately, win
pull
this
away.
Game. Yeah.
I said this, I think, yesterday. If the Bills just play them close, and if they play them close but the Patriots pull away, I won't freak out about that. But if the Bills just play... If it's like a one-possession game down at the end of the game, I'll freak out as much about that as I will about the Patriots losing to Pittsburgh. Like that.
Oh, yeah, if they win like 13-10.
Yeah, this game should not be close.
It shouldn't
be close. So they should stomp on Buffalo and the Jets. It won't change my outlook of the team if they do. The only thing that changes my outlook, and I guess just make it even worse, just ratchet up the rhetoric around the team, is if they play either of these games close. They should not be close.
All right, we'll play you that audio from Mike Giardi, who was on Touchdown Rich this morning. Brady's knee, his speculation, slight tear of the MCL. Again, I'm taking it as gospel. We'll play that for you next. And more of your phone calls as it pertains to this injury or what's going on with Tom Brady and the Patriots at 617-779-0985.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Listening to Felger and Nass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5 Sports Hub.
All right, do you believe that Brady's more injured than they're letting on? Do you believe that there's something going on
absolutely, no question. His lower half has been off. Dating back to Tennessee, I would not be surprised, all said and done, that we hear something about, you know, either, I'm guessing it's an MCL. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying he's got a partial tear of his MCL, and that's why you're still playing. Go back to the moment in the Dolphins game that Joe Giza captured, or the photographer captured for Channel 4, when he comes off the field after the touchdown of Gronk, and all of a sudden he just drops to the ground,
right?
And he's clearly in pain. He's adjusting, you know, as you said, he's adjusting his knee brace. But when you have an MCL issue, a lot of times you have to bend the knee brace on purpose because of the where the knee brace rubs up against the knee. And I'm just wondering, if it all of a sudden found that spot, that sore spot where the MCL is, and he had to go down to the turf and try to kind of move it away from it so it wasn't rubbing up against that area.
Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Big Jim Jones. Marshall Hook in for the guys.
Big Jones.
Big Jones.
I like that. I should go with that.
Yeah, go Big Jones.
Yeah, Big Jones
tonight with Arcan.
Are you guys ready for the light and sunshine that will emanate from this seat for the next 2 days?
Right, because it's going to be Tim McCone
and Matt McCarthy.
And Matt McCarthy. Who, even when he is fired up and angry about something, this is Matt McCarthy, I still hear it, and I'm like, no, you're just a big teddy bear. Like, I know you're upset, but his voice is so deep and smoothing. Like, he's the, who's the guy on at night that everybody loves?
David Allen Boucher?
He's like the David Allen Boucher of baseball and sports. Like, anytime I hear that deep voice of McCarthy, even when he's angry, I'm like, oh, you.
Tom Brady.
The person everyone loves at night is Big Jones, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. The sports vulture. Yeah. Yeah. Big Jones. That was Mike Giardi, NFL Network. Talking to Touch and Rich this morning. Again, he believes there's a tear or partial tear of the MCL. That's what Brady has been dealing with. This is why he's been going back and to the left and falling out of throws, or why he's looked sort of not right, really, for the better part of a month. Your thoughts on this, Mike in Rhode Island. You're next here on Felger and Mass. Hi, Mike.
So, you know what? Everybody's really ripping on Brady for last week. He didn't play that bad. He did make a bad throw. But you know what? You guys had penalties, dropped balls, and that defense, Franco Harris had a good game. He played well last weekend. And I hope OJ doesn't show up for the Bills.
All right, your phone stinks. Are you making Franco Harris references? Are you a Steelers fan? Like, I don't care about your perspective.
And OJ, he just said, yeah. So, man, I would probably the right time to let him go. Brady, if you just look at his stats, you'd say, oh, Brady had a good game. 63 came on a broken play with a wide open receiver.
Jones, I said on Monday.
And they scored 10 points.
It's maybe the worst big game performance in a gotta-have-it game that I can remember from Brady since maybe the 2012 or 2011 AFC Championship game and a game that they won. He was awful in that game. I don't care what the stats say. Like, you say, you pull that up the next day, if you missed him, you're like, oh, well, it wasn't Brady's fault. He was not good.
Right. I mean, other guys were bad, too. There were a lot of drop passes. True. There were a lot of penalties.
Offensive
also
line,
true.
Terrible.
Yeah, all those things are true, but Brady did not play well. Brady didn't play well, please.
Go to Jerry in Connecticut. Jerry, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you? Jerry from the Friend Bar here. A question for you on Josh Gordon. Clearly, in my mind, the best all-around receiver they have there for the Patriots that they possess. I'm wondering, I'm bewildered, why does he not get way, way more looks?
How many targets did he have in that Tennessee game? Was it 12, if I recall correctly?
Yeah.
Like, at times, it felt like they were forcing it to him too much. I think he's been at his best when the ball's being spread around. I don't know. Do you feel like lately, like, it's not enough of Gordon? If there was one thing I didn't like in regard to him on Sunday, is that he wasn't on the field for the last play, and Patterson was.
Yeah, I still find it staggering that he wasn't on the field for the last play after a timeout. So there has to be a happy medium between, what, did he have two targets and couldn't get on the field for the final play? One catch, two targets, because he had the drop. And then the 12 targets in Tennessee. There has to be a happy medium between that. So I understand, like, some weeks we're calling for less, some weeks we're calling for more. But, yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8 targets feels about right. I mean, if he's really tearing it up, then keep giving him the ball. But I don't know. I'm curious about what actually happened and why he wasn't out on the field on the last play. Because he can't. First of all, winded's just a bad excuse. He's winded and they wanted to get fresh legs on the field. That's just a bad excuse.
And it was during a timeout, too.
And it was after a timeout. That's even a worse excuse. So I don't know what it was. Did the coaches not like something out of him? Did he say something? I mean, now I'm just completely talking at my backside, but I'm curious to see if it impacts him at all in terms of usage this weekend against Buffalo. He played like 92% of the snaps or a high percentage of the snaps and then couldn't get on the field for the biggest play.
Over the summer, there was rumors of Rob Gronkowski potentially retiring and going to do something in the WWE, wrestle, maybe manage Gronk as, you know, a la classy Freddie Blassie. Date yourself more, Jim. John Cena recently did an interview with ESPN, and his name came up again. And Cena essentially saying, yeah, I could see Gronk in the WWE. It'd be a good fit. Here's Wayne and Grafton with a thought on that. You're next here on Felgren Ness. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, happy Festivus, guys. I enjoy all the negativity this week. Just look at you three guys. I know it's Christmas. It's like the three wise men, only with more negativity. I can picture Gronk going to the WWE because, you know, he's not going to get any better as a football player. So, and he's not going to be Gronk for too much longer. So, you know, make the money while you can. And Murray, I hate to be the fashion police. I know it's Christmas. Everybody brings out their ugly sweaters and you've outdone yourself. And I know you have a cat, and cats, you know, blue and green, those colors, they supposedly can see. Your cat, as I have a cat, would either run away, or that your cat, if you leave your sweater around, would go over there and have a squirt fest on it. So you better be careful. So
yeah,
peace out.
You as well, and happy holidays. Wayne, I let you get through it. You touched a nerve. In fact, I had to put the cat down on the day I left to go the Tennessee game against the Patriots. Kind of fitting, really, how that whole weekend worked out. So I no longer have the cat, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, he was old. He was 16. Yeah, so, you know, his health, unfortunately, caught up with him.
For those who don't know, your sweater.
Let me stand up here. So this obviously, this isn't for, you know, the radio side of things. Here.
It is glorious.
Wearing a
I can do a Bob Soucy, the black sweater with the green gremlins around the front and one large brown and white gremlin center chest area.
Gizmo.
Wearing a gremlins-themed Christmas sweater. Mm-hmm. Gremlins-themed Christmas sweater. That's what it is. And I started off the show today just to scratch an itch I had because I heard the midday show, Beetle and Zoe, talking about how Gremlins is not a Christmas movie, which they couldn't be more wrong about. It is taking place around Christmas. Christmas lights and decorations are absolutely everywhere. And again, the more underlying theme with Gremlins, in case you haven't seen it since you were a kid or the mid-80s or whatever, is that the goofball inventor dad, he tries to buy his son's love with a gift. How many dads have done that time and again around Christmas? There isn't a more Christmas thing than a dad trying to buy his son or his children's love at Christmas time.
And
that's Christmas.
Doesn't Phoebe Cates ultimately rediscover Christmas after her father died in a chimney or something?
Yes, she did. Another good point there.
There you go.
Marshall Hook. So, yes, it's a Christmas movie.
And I received at least...
You should get your kids some Gremlins over there. That's what you should do.
Oh, yeah. I received at least one text from somebody who wanted to know where to get your sweater.
I forget. I've had the thing for years now. I just usually obviously pull it out around this time, Christmas time, because it's a Christmas movie. I forget whether I bought the damn thing. Just look on eBay. I'm sure you can find one. Marshall Hook, you just heard he's going to get you caught up in the Sports Hub headlines. More of your calls. Talking Pats here. You maybe want to revisit some of the Kyrie stuff again, too.
Sure.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving, when he opens his, that mouth of his, a lot of big words come out that I don't really know if he knows whether or not he's using them correctly or not, but he had some commentary on people getting upset at Steph Curry for thinking that we never actually went to the moon, so we'll revisit that. Aaron Felger and Maz, 98.5 of Sports Hub.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Look at what social media has done nowadays. Anybody can say anything on Twitter, but one thing, someone says with a check next to their name, it's the biggest thing going, So nothing's really original. It's just history repeating itself all over again. We've had people in history say some things that they've believed and they've stuck with their whole entire lives, whether they be prominent individuals in society or not. So, I try to not pay attention to that mold at all. I try not pay attention to whether it's insulting or not. I don't live my life based on biases or judgments, nor do I base it on thinking or judging someone else for what they believe in as well. So, it's society, though. It's where we live in America, where people say all the time about one another. And it's mean, bad, kids see it, everyone gets a piece of it. And then it's the next story, next thing that's coming out of someone's mouth. And there's world hunger going on. There are, political things going on. There are so many higher things in the totem pole of society that matter to human beings. But, hey, Steph Curry says that he doesn't believe in the moon. It's the thing all over. It's on CNN, and they say we're just jocks. We're just athletes.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Marian Jones in for the guys this week. So that was Kyrie Irving, obviously great basketball player. My favorite Celtic right now. Off the court, though, I think proof yet again he can be an insufferable bore. He was yammering on about society's reaction to Steph Curry's moon landing.
I hate that it has to be a subject of something like that.
Because it is. Because
we've been taught science, our classroom, right. Certain things.
You've been taught, these things, so you should understand that the world is not flat, Kyrie, and that we went to the moon.
As an adult, as a kid, or anything like that. And sometimes I think,
feel like... Jimmy, you drive me. He drives me crazy with this stuff. And that portion that we played was only... And not you, Jimmy. I mean Kyrie. Because, oh, my God, dude.
Myself, you can speak ahead of yourself whether or not you believe it or not. And
Look up the word brevity. You could have summed this up in 2 seconds if you didn't agree how society reacted to Steph Curry's comments about the moon landing.
You need to speak ahead of yourself, Jim. That's what you need to do.
You're not even a human being anymore.
Nope.
You're now extrapolated for all the information.
Oh, my God. Extrapolated.
And now you have to fit a mold of something that you're clearly not.
Yeah.
You're more than just a basketball player that puts in the hoop and then...
all right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy,
I've been extrapolated.
I just don't get it. When hearing this, and this was, again, a short part of a much longer, long-winded answer, what are you calling for? Respect and understanding? It's 2018. Those things don't exist anymore. It doesn't. When it comes to people's opinions, it doesn't. Because he goes on to say that there. We're living in the age of social media. I've said it for weeks now. If you just put the word "the" on Twitter, you'll piss someone off. It's like kicking a hornet's nest. I can't believe you spelled "the" that way. Well, I spelled it the right way. Damn you, Mari. People are just mad about everything.
Yeah.
I get it. So there's no respecting. There's no understanding in terms of opinions anymore. And that's how it should be. Because outside of, bigotry and things like that, the obvious things, I'll respect what anyone wants to say. But if I think you're an idiot for saying it, well, I'll call you as much. And vice versa. I would expect the same kind of thing.
Yeah, I like to think that most of what I put out there on social media is by choice. And I understand if there will be blowback. Like, I get it. I understand. So when you say something, and this is me, when you're Kyrie Irving, who is just a massive superstar, starring in a film, has a hit single on that film, a catchy little single, one of the best, most recognizable basketball players on the planet. Like, you say something like the earth is flat, that's going to stick to you. Like, you're going to get some blowback on that, and you're going to get blowback, in fact, on a lot of things you say, especially if it doesn't quite add up. So I don't understand how he doesn't get that. I don't understand how he doesn't get that Steph Curry would get that same kind of treatment. Like, that's just, if you don't want the pushback, then don't put it out there. Like, you know, don't say the earth is flat. Yeah. You won't get any pushback about it. It's pretty simple.
I don't necessarily think that type of thinking or that kind of opinion is dangerous, because you hear that and it's like, all right, calm down. What I find dangerous is when you have these people out there saying, like, yeah, Sandy Hook was a false flag conspiracy. Right. You believe that kind of stuff, you should be sealed in a cave, never to be heard from again. But this kind of stuff, like, I don't know, like, you're just a kook. And if I think you're a kook, I'm going to call you a kook.
And again,
and
NASA,
don't be, oh, well, how dare you?
NASA hasn't weighed in on the earth being flat or round. NASA has not weighed in on that. They got back to Steph Curry very quickly about the moon landing, like startlingly quickly about the moon landing.
One is accomplishment.
They haven't gotten back about the earth
that
being
NASA,
flat.
You know, accomplished. And the other is just like fact going back, I think, literally thousands of years at this point.
No.
Like, the Big Bang, the earth came out round. It's like a marble.
I mean, you know,
they're
the ones up there flying around looking down. So I just like them to weigh in before I fully
think
pick a side.
Kyrie Irving should hold up the basketball.
Yep.
Hold up a globe.
Yep.
Realize that these are roughly the same shape, and then do away with it.
I just like NASA to get back to him. That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
The one that I always remember, and this, you know, imagine what the blowback would have been if we had, you know, Twitter and the internet then, or, well, I guess the internet was around, that was the Carl Everett, I don't believe in dinosaurs, thing,
yeah.
Back in the day.
Nice.
In the late 90s.
There was a guy that just said the same thing on Hard Knocks. Remember the guy from the Rams? They took him to like a dinosaur museum,
yeah.
or you know, like a natural history museum, and they were like showing him dinosaur bones. He's like, how do I know these are dinosaur bones?
Right,
dude. It's not in the Bible.
So again, when you know you're gonna spun off about that kind of stuff, and you get called a dunce or you get mocked, like that's what happens.
Yeah,
that's the world we live in. And instead, Kyrie Irving is out here now, like, well, we should be respecting each other's opinions and listening to each other, not when it's pure idiocy. No, that's,
yeah. And he's a weird guy to say that when he's running around saying F Thanksgiving and telling fans in Philadelphia to, you know, perform sexual acts. I feel like he's a weird guy to deliver that message when on some level you're contributing to it, Kyrie, just like we all are. So chill out.
All right. Back to the sports. Stick to sports. Well, it was because it was Kyrie Irving. Mike and Carver. Go ahead. Mike.
Michael.
Yeah,
hi, Mike.
For Steve. How you doing?
Steve, then. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a couple questions for you. Gronk, wasn't he supposed to be training like Brady now? Was he lighter?
Well, yeah, he's done the bands of Maker Dance. He's done the TB12 method for a minute now. So I think this is why you don't see as much strength in him as you've seen in the past.
Yeah, he just seems to be getting pushed around off the line and stuff and can't get away from the double coverage. So I was wondering if that was part of it.
Probably either that or, again, the cumulative effect of all the hits that he's taken over the years, how many back surgeries he's had, even going back, you know, to college when he was at Arizona. Like, I think that's more of what it is than anything else. Like, granted, he doesn't look like the big hulking monster he used to be.
Right.
And it's my theory, Gronk dead. We just have Rob Gronkowski, generic tight end now. But it's so odd to see him get stopped by like a smaller safety in his tracks where it used to just take like a gang tackle to bring him down, you know?
Yeah. I think I said this on Monday to you. I was a proponent of him getting on the TB12 method and being more pliable and flexible. I thought that was a good thing for his longevity. I underestimated the strength aspect of his game. And, you know, when you hear stories that Gronk doesn't want to do squats and the coaching staff wants him to do squats, and then you see him not being able to fight through tackles. Although, in fairness to him, against Pittsburgh, he did fight through one and pick up a first down before there was a holding penalty in that terrible Brady pick. I've sort of been a late adapter to that. I think that, yeah, the TB12 method has not served Gronk anywhere near as well as it has, you know, Brady, for instance.
And I brought these up the other day. I have some stats to back this up, you know, in terms of the potential negative side effect of TB12, this diminished strength of Rob Gronkowski. It's, like I said, how often, and we were just talking about how often it takes for one defender to tackle him and bring him down. Yards after catch for Gronkowski,
2015 to now. 2015, 7.6 yards after the catch. Pretty good. 2016, dominant, 9.4 yards. Last year, 5.3. This year, 4.1. Because he's just Rob Gronkowski, generic tight end now, not Gronk anymore, because Gronk is dead.
Going down at first contact.
Yeah.
Just about.
By safety, smaller dudes. I don't know how you feel about this, Jones, but when I see nicknames pop up on the call screener, and this has nothing to do with Billy.
Like, line three?
Yeah, I'm not into nicknames. Like, I don't know you. I'm not going to refer to you as your nickname, so it says combo big, in the car.
Big Jim?
I have to use it. It's a radio thing. Yeah. It's different for us.
Yeah. Combo's coming on the radio.
Big Jones.
Yeah, but no, as hosts, we...
Like the snack?
Oh, I love those. The pretzel ones, too, the best. Not the cracker ones. The generic pretzel ones with the nacho cheese combo.
Thank you.
Great snack, Jimmy. Good call. So I don't know this combo, and I don't know him well enough to call him a nickname, so I'm just going to call him Steve. Steve in the car, you're next here on Felger and Mass. Hello.
Wow, what little things perturb you, huh? A nickname? Wow. Thought you have better things in life to worry about.
Oh, you should see. Steve, it's a long list of things that piss me off. Just the most asinine things in the world. Go ahead.
Well, Jim, I've called in a bunch of times. You pretty much laugh every time I call, but all right, smoke another one. But Kyrie Irving, knowing that the world is flat, is absurd because he's flown from the East Coast to China, and he's flown from the West Coast to Japan. Did he fly off into space at any given point in that? So how can you actually believe that is asinine and he just wants attention? Kind of like you, Jim, with not, you know, want to call people nicknames.
It's a great one. Thank you very much, Steve. It's a great point. Yeah.
Because he wasn't looking out the window the whole time.
Why is that a great point?
And if you're on the Frisbee, you know, you could be going around the curve and you don't really know. It just, you know. Did he track? Did he look out the window the whole time?
Flat map.
Or did he go to sleep and then wake up?
Flat map. Flies here, boom, flies back. You don't have to go all the way. You don't have to go all the way around.
Are you a flat earther?
No, I'm not a flat
earther. Okay, all right, because I don't know.
But you're
a no mooner, aren't you?
I
believe the moon landing happened.
I would like NASA to wait. I just, you know, they've been up there. I haven't been up there.
I
just like to hear from them.
I'm a no recycler.
Yep.
And anti-NASA.
We'll get to that.
I'm anti-NASA, and I just am. Like, I just think too much money is being poured into that. Fix the potholes. Fix the infrastructure here. And I find it the height.
You're not going to be allowed to go to Mars when we all have to evacuate to Mars. You're not allowed to go.
I don't want to.
No,
I think that this is why I despise NASA more than anything else.
I'd love to go to Mars.
The height of humankind's hubris.
Oh, we'd love to send you to Mars, Jones.
The height of humankind's hubris is, well, we've ruined this planet, so let's go find another one. No, this is what we got. We're stuck here. Even if it becomes an uninhabitable oven, tough. You reap what you sow. Trying to find another.
Says the man who doesn't want to recycle.
Well, yeah,
because it all goes to the same place anyway. You're not going to fool me on
big bag.
We're all reaping what you sow.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's convenient for me.
How's your hybrid car? Oh wait,
hybrid car, please, with that too. I want a gas guzzler that I can control, and don't even get me started on the cars you can't drive yourself. And I know we're headed that way too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, I'm long dead before that happens.
Those are close. Those are close.
It makes me crazy.
In cities, those are real close.
Because when that happens, the roads will no longer be mine. I drive like the roads are mine because they are. With that, we will wrap up with the final word, where I guess we're going to hear a best of. Jimmy, is it going to be one big bag?
Oh, it is.
Excellent. Nice. We'll do that next here on Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong. Sorry. Sorry. Wrong. Sorry. Sorry.
It's Felger and Mass.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The final word is being brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Jim, it's final word, but Jim, I'm going to let you introduce this one because really it belongs to you.
Well, and then I'm going to pass the ball to Jimmy Stewart because correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy, this was your favorite moment of the year from this program?
I think so. I think that's accurate.
Yeah,
nice. And because we were talking about NASA and recycling, I thought we would pull out a Mad Murray on one big bag.
It's World Environment Day, people. No more single-use plastic straws.
Murray?
It's this kind of stuff that is turned Tom Brady into every busybody suburban mom who thinks their dumb recycling plan is going to save the planet.
Do you not recycle?
No, I don't. One big bag. You'll never convince me otherwise. I don't care. I'm the one person me. I'm not going to help the planet or change the world by just being me helping to recycle. No, it makes my life easier to put everything in one big bag. The one big bag goes out. Cardboard, glass, the biggest bottles you can find. Put it all in one bag. Tie it all up. That bag goes out.
Look at me and you'll see just one big bag.
And you're like proud of that.
I'll say it loud because I'm proud of being a dick.
Am I proud of it? Not necessarily proud of it. It's just what I do.
You sound proud.
A little bit. Proud of it because I know right now some Save the Earth idiot in their car right now is like, I can't believe this monster. He should be fired. That's right. I don't recycle.
See, we have two of the big rolling ones like everyone else does. One gets trash. One gets recycling. Very simple.
It's so easy.
No, very simple.
There's no extra work, in fact.
Glass, plastic, newspaper.
You have two cans.
Recycling. Trash goes in the trash.
The newspaper.
The hell with it. It's all trash. It all goes in one big bag.
Because I'm the trash man.
One big bag.
Yeah, the trash man.
It's really not that hard to do.
It's so easy. And I don't have time for anything.
So, like, you find
it's pretty common sense.
You find it tedious to, like, rinse out a takeout food container.
I will never do that.
Because you don't have the time.
No, I don't.
Because you're busy. Smoking pot and petting your cat. Right.
Murray, you've got a hashtag going here once you look at your Twitter.
Oh?
One big bag.
Trash.
Yeah, I stand by all of that. I'm not coming down off of that. Is that all we got? All right, good. That music means the show is over.
By the way, what I do, Murray, I recycle everything.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, because some of those cities, too, like, then they'll... Don't you get ticketed or something like that? Or they'll go through your crap?
So they
what do you mean you recycle everything?
In my town, you pay for your trash bags.
Oh, that's like Boston.
So I just recycle everything.
Yeah, so one big
let them figure it out.
Scam is
one big green bucket.
And so concludes this edition of Felger and Maz. Hook, it's been a pleasure the last 3 days.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll have Tim McCone with us tomorrow over at the Garden, as we'll be there for Bruins game night at the Star Market Studios as they'll be taking on the Ducks. We have the Celtics in action tonight. And going into the Celtics, it's going to be, once again, Christian Arcand.
Oh.
Leading you into Celtics Suns, which you can catch here on 98.5 of Sports Hub. What's up, Arcand?
Hey, buddy. One big green bucket. I love that. That's terrific. It really puts the onus on them, Stuart. That's a nice way of doing things.
You want to do the work, you do it yourself.
You're doing the bare minimum and letting the professionals handle it. I think that's a really smart idea.
It's okay to defer.
It is.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.